You may be wondering about the title of this one, but God said to me many years ago, many souls are saved but never converted, and I have pondered this phrase over the years. To be converted means you make an about turn, a complete change in direction. Many are believers or followers, but not disciples. It's the disciples who have turned and go on turning. This is an excerpt from a series of mine on the website entitled As Grows a Tree, and it's chapter 8 entitled Turnings. Many of us receive the good news without appreciation and salvation without repentance. We've obtained facts without enthusiasm and received Christ without passion. We're saved, but our hearts have never fully turned towards him in absolute surrender and devotion. As a result, we live at a distance from him, without intimacy or a close encounter. Paradise, which was lost, is not yet fully regained. We still keep tight control of our lives. We declare we know him and proclaim he is our Lord, but a closer examination of how we live that out reveals something different. In actuality, we keep vast areas from him, either from fear or unbelief. We are divorced from the truth that in him and only in him we live and move and have our being. Like the Israelites before us, we forget when we come into the land of plenty, Deuteronomy 6, 10 to 15. The Spirit of God yearns jealously over us for the entire devotion of our heart. Our desire to maintain independence from God and be masters of our own destiny is a legacy from the fall, for without him we can do nothing. Disciples know and understand the full import of the gospel, the good news, not the mediocre news, and they've laid down their independence and appropriated all that Christ won for them on the cross. They recognise and embrace the fact that there are no longer two lives to be lived but one, that they have a completely new start, not a makeover, a new start, his life for mine, everything under his government and control. And even though it's difficult at times, you have your constant companion, the Holy Spirit, to teach and guide you. And he's just like Jesus, because he's the Spirit of Jesus. It's like walking with Jesus every day. I'll send you another comforter, he said, someone who's just like me, and he did. We have all we need to live this thing. It's true it takes a lifetime to produce the Christ life in us, but the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. We do have a fallen nature that wants to fight back every step of the way. We are rebels at heart, but he's given us a new one of those, heart that is, so we can say yes to him and mean it. He has something very precious that he wants us to have, dominion. He wants us to take back the dominion we lost at the fall, and he starts with our own inner territory, getting control, dominion over ourselves. So unless we recognise this enmity, this warfare that rages within, and how important it is that we align ourselves with him in everything, we are doomed to stay in a place where the enemy can use us to play football any time he wishes. Lunch is served and you're on the menu again. Every time you protect yourself, for instance, you go into the enemy territory. Self-protection. I Did It My Way was Adam's theme tune. You can throw a tantrum a week and walk away from God any time you want to. He won't love you any the less. Just be aware that that lovely red carpet and soft white sofa means you've walked into the lion's mouth, and that's his tongue and his teeth you're looking at, and the trap is about to close on you again. The choice is yours. You can grow up and live in resurrection life, running towards him every time you have a problem, or you can run away. Everything we've looked at so far presumes that you understand and you've made the choice. This is why I brought you to that place of seeing the significance of water baptism, so that you might see your own resistance to the government of God and make a choice. God sees you as already dead and risen in Christ. The question is, how do you see yourself? Getting this one sorted could revolutionise your Christian walk and bring you great joy as we move on to look at how living a kingdom lifestyle will affect every aspect of your life. That is, if you allow it.